This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
New music you need to hear. On Joy 94.9, it's The Sound of Now. This is Triana Butler.
Hello, welcome to The Sound of Now, a very special highlights edition. My name's Triana, I'm the host of this show, and this episode is made up of highlights from Clara Fable visiting the Joy Studios to hang out. She co-hosted the whole show. She picked a bunch of songs. We can't put any of those songs in the podcast, but we do get to hear her talking about how much she loves them and why she picked them to play them on the show, along with talking about her own music and her own inspirations. It was a phenomenal chat. Phenomenal night. Here are some of the highlights.
This is The Sound of Now on Joy 94.9.
BTS back with a bang. That is their new song, Butter. That is their second only English language song. There's like a Korean language song that went to number one in the US, which I think is the first time it's ever happened.
That is talent. I'll just say ridiculous. That right there.
The first thing Clara did when she heard this song, because this is the first time you've heard it, was instantly like on Spotify, what are the credits? Who wrote it?
This song, I need to know who they are. Can you please write with me?
There's like 7 or 8 people involved, you said, right?
Yeah, incredible. Wow, it takes an army to make a banger.
Well, the army would agree with you. You're on Joy 94.9. This is The Sound of Now. My name is Triana. This is Clara Fable. Hello. An Australian artist from Sydney, out and proud artist. And you're doing shows in Melbourne. Well, knock on wood. You're doing shows in Melbourne right now, right?
Yes, Tell us about that. Currently performing in Dracula's Cabaret. We are on tour from the Gold Coast here in Melbourne. Back where it all began, so I'm very happy to be here.
Just to give people an idea who can't see you, the aesthetic that you have that is not just... I just thought maybe it was like a Dracula's on stage thing, but it's black and red everything.
No, she's a goth at heart, you know? I grew up this way, got to continue the aesthetic through my music, through my looks, through things that I love, and Dracula's just really... it's perfect for me.
Well, the aesthetic is not even just, goth. It's like, it's vampire-esque.
It is succubi.
Yes. I'm sorry. Look, there's distance between... we're on opposite sides of the table, hoping. I mean, look, if you do, kill me somehow.
Hungry. I might get hungry.
At least there'll be proof of it happening because we're live on air. All right. What a vocal. That's Olivia Rodrigo. Enough for you.
Absolutely stunning. Stunning voice.
So she just keeps writing with this guy, Dan Nigro, and every single song that she seems to release, just there's something about it.
It's perfect.
So the album Sour came out on Friday. It is a album of the year contender easily. It's phenomenal. And it's heading towards the number one spot in Australia. The only problem is it has to compete with the Pink album.
I see.
I mean... When did charts close? It's like Thursday midnight, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So... yeah. I mean, people could do something about Pink getting number one if they wanted to. I can't say what it is because that would become an advertorial and I'd get in trouble. But I'm just saying, if you wanted to, you could.
All right.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is The Sound of Now. My name's Triana. Clara Fable is co-hosting with me tonight. Sydney artist, super, super talented, real smart pop music behind
this
woman.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. And so because we get artists in the studio, it's a bit of a takeover. I'm like, well, just pick songs that you want to play. And you're like, I know exactly who I want to play. And this is the first one. Who is it?
Absolutely. This is Ebony Ruth. Her song, Isn't Our Time, just been released. Her music video comes out in 3 days, guys. This girl is one to watch. Amazing.
So how'd you find her? What's the
this
deal?
Woman has been in my life for a very long time, and she's just started releasing her own personal, music and her personal brand to the world, and we are so lucky. It is classic 90s, beautiful, soulful R&B brought back to 2021. So we're very, very lucky.
This is one hell of a slow jam. I'm just saying, if you're in need of a slow jam,
it's sexy.
Ebony's got you.
Yeah.
Here it is. This is Ebony Ruth. The song is called Isn't Our Time. You're on Joy. This is The Sound of Now. Whew, that is Ebony Ruth out of Brisbane with Isn't Our Time.
It is, honestly. I just feel like it's 1998, I'm in the mirror, I've got my girls, we're getting dressed up to go out, a man has broken my heart, and I'm singing this while I'm doing my lippy, and I'm ready to just go out on the town. It's just such a nostalgic, beautiful throwback of a song. So,
funny that you say nostalgic. Do you know who she lists as her influences?
Do tell. Alicia, I feel like I know, but maybe not.
Alicia Keys, Craig David, Destiny's Child, and the other artist that everyone who is even close to doing R&B mentions, Kiana Lede.
Well, there you go. I feel like it's very apparent in her music who her inspirations are, and she just takes it to another level. So
she has her debut EP coming out June 2021. It's going to be called Beautiful Destruction.
I'm very excited for this.
I was thinking the other day, you know how, like, back in the 90s, I suppose, mm-hmm. right, where they didn't have the internet, like, the only place they would have sourced inspiration for their music would have been from, I guess, MTV or, like, watching music videos through TV, mm-hmm. whereas now we've got the internet at our disposal and people can just be whoever they want to be and they can see all of that. So I think she's the kind of artist who benefits from the ability to be like, no, this is the energy I'm going to go for, this is the style I'm going to go for, and...
It's
right in the pocket.
Definitely all from experience. You can feel that in her lyrics. It's amazing. So get
Absolutely.
A girl.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is The Sound of Now. That is the voice of Clara Fable out of Sydney. What do we call your genre of music?
I would say occult pop or like really campy, spooky pop. That's the vibe.
There's not many other people in the world doing occult pop, is there?
Thank you. I'd like to not think so.
Well, we're going to play one of your songs now, and it's called, I have to bring it up because the song is called Nosferatu, which I feel has, I don't know spooky horror things, so I don't know these things.
The original vampire.
Oh, really?
Nosferatu, basically the Voldemort of Dracula world. Looks like Voldemort, is a vampire. That's the best way I can explain it. But basically, Nosferatu was like the original German, like 1840s vampire. So I use that title because I basically, it's the theme of my music. It's vampiric, it's gothic, and I feel like it suits the message.
Video clip for this. Knowing that you are a fan of strong visuals.
Yes, very much so.
I know the video is up on our website if people want to go and look
it
at it. joy.org.au/thesound. And now talk us through the visuals for people who are just listening to the radio right now.
I'm a naughty vampire nurse stealing blood from my victims in the hospital and realizing that what I'm actually mad about has nothing to do with anybody else but myself, and it's a little bit of a journey to find that.
What else do you need? Here it is from Clara Fable. The song is called Nosferatu. You're on Joy. This is The Sound of Now. Clara Fable.
Ah, thank you for having me.
It's called Nosferatu.
Yes. Such a banger, right?
Sorry, banger. In the background, that is Clara Fable hyping up her own music.
Hey, you've got to be your own hype man, right?
That's exactly it. Tell me the story behind that song. How'd that come about?
So this song came about because I was living at the time with somebody who owned a pet snake.
That terrifies me. That's an absolute instant nope. Sorry, I'm moving out. I've got to find someone else.
Well, originally we called the song Danger Noodle, which is what I like to call snakes, because I was writing it about what I thought the snake thought of me, because I thought it hated me. And then when we put everything together, my co-writer, JC Fox, and I were like, you know what? It doesn't really make sense with a snake. Let's change it. Let's make it a vampire, which is kind of along that spooky occult world vibe. And then Nosferatu was born.
Well, there
no
it is.
No longer Danger Noodle.
No longer Danger Noodle. I think Nosferatu is probably a better name than Danger Noodle.
I think so, too.
I was going to say, the snake isn't named Nosferatu or something.
No,
was he?
Like,
God, that would be...
I feel like it was like Albert or something random.
They've always got that kind of name about a snake, don't they?
I know.
During that song, we were looking at the video and you said, I love making music. I couldn't do it if there wasn't a visual element.
Right. I can't make a song and not have a video because I enjoy watching videos so much, and it really, really, like, the story resonates with you so much more. I love it.
So this is why, obviously, you have such a strong kind of visual eye to the whole aesthetic. And it feels like with some artists, the visual is more of an afterthought, whereas with you, it's very much embedded in the song.
It's almost before I write the song.
Really?
Yes. So most of the time that happens.
So when you're putting together a song, like what comes first?
What it looks like, honestly.
All
this
right,
is why the snake thing was a thing. I had to change it because I was like, I don't know if that's going to work.
We'll get you to go through your new single, Jennifer's Body, in a second. Mm-hmm. But first, you've picked a couple of songs to play tonight that you really like. One of them is from a New York artist called Lexi.
Yes. Oh, she is, honestly, dream woman. This woman is a burlesque dark pop, fabulous artist from New York who plays guitar. She's a dancer. She's a ballerina. She's literally does everything you can think of and puts it into one beautifully polished package. And again, with stunning visuals, which I'm very happy about. So I'm excited for you guys to all hear her.
So do you know each other? Or?
Yes, we do. We do. We're actually internet friends. And I was super excited to be able to show, you know, the Australian radio, like her voice and her skills and talent. I'm really excited.
Well, do you want to introduce the song then?
Yes,
all right, you've got 6 seconds on the intro. Here you go.
Okay, this is Lexi. Hi for this, Sweet Dreams.
Out of New York, her name is Lexi. The song is called Hi for This, brackets, Sweet Dreams. I think you're picking up the Sweet Dreams bit towards the end there.
Oof, so sexy. God, her voice is beautiful. She has a debut album that came out last year, Meet Me in the Shadows. You need to listen to it. It is fantastic. Of course, the visuals to go along are immaculate.
And you were saying that the visuals are done by her partner?
Her partner, yeah. They're just such a talented duo. Like, I can't believe how much talent comes out of those two wonderful women. It's just incredible. So, and we obviously support our queer artists and, yeah, praise them.
You're on Joy. This is The Sound of Now. That is Clara Fable out of Sydney, who does release her own music, doesn't just have an excellent taste in music. Because I know you do, like, DJing, right?
So I do a DJ.
You've got to have a pretty broad knowledge of music and styles and artists and genres.
Absolutely. But you're teaching me a lot today, which I'm going to possibly steal for my DJ set this weekend.
I'm just going to clip that audio and drop that into the promo. Hey. Excellent. So, Clara, you're talking about how you kind of put together a visual before you put together a song.
Yes.
We're about to play Jennifer's Body. Take me through where this came from.
This one, obviously.
Oh, and Jennifer's... then we'll talk about the video.
Yeah. Oh, well, hang on. So Jennifer's Body, obviously, the cult classic movie.
Yeah, let's go to the song. Yeah.
The cult classic movie, it's definitely derived from that. It is about body autonomy. It's basically like a spooky version of taking control of a situation, but manipulating it so that the other person thinks that they're in control.
So, for people who haven't seen Jennifer's Body.
Oh, the movie. Yeah, I'm sorry for you if you haven't. Jennifer's Body is basically a satanic, demonic hot girl who devours men. So, need I say more?
By taking over their body, essentially, is the gist of it, right?
Yes, absolutely. Taking control of them, and it's immaculate visually.
So then let's go from that visual to your visuals for this song, which are
my version of that. I feel it's very like exorcism / goth glam pop dance breaks with like some just crazy stuff thrown in there that kind of makes me, you know, really nostalgic about all my favorite horror movies. There's a few Easter eggs in there. I don't want to ruin it, but you got to check it out. It was so much fun to make.
Do you want to introduce your own song or do you want me to introduce it?
Oh, no, I love hearing you introduce. I was sitting back and relaxing. It's all you.
All right, here it is from Clara Fable. It's Jennifer's Body. It's The Sound of Now on Joy. That is Clara Fable with Jennifer's Body. You're on Joy 94.9. It's The Sound of Now. The video clip for that is quite spicy, I'm going to say, and it's up on our website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow. Clara's here right now.
I am. Hello. Still here.
That is a hell of a video.
Thank you. It was directed by the incredible Felicity Jane Heath, who is half, you know, spends most of her time in America making incredible music videos for some very talented people. So I was very lucky to have her spend some time in Australia while she was here. And that's what we created.
So who came up with the ideas behind the visuals? Honestly, it you coming to her? Was it her coming to you?
Mutually two spooky goth girls coming together and creating magic. That's really what it was.
That's what happens. It's why we need more goth girls together.
Exactly what you need.
Creating, please. Speaking of goth girls, were you online early this morning to get My Chemical Romance tickets?
Do you know what's so funny? Without giving too much away, I sing My Chemical Romance in the Dracula show, and I couldn't think of anything worse right now than having to hear any more My Chemical Romance. But no, I actually haven't got tickets because I feel like I'm away on those dates.
Oh, right.
And I'm not available, but I kind of just didn't even want to look because it was just too much for me.
I don't know if you know this. I know that you are a spooky-minded person, but it is apparently a super blood moon tonight.
Tonight? I'm the worst spooky goth ever. I had no idea. I had no idea.
Apparently this means it's a good time to kind of manifest the things that you want.
Okay.
Apparently.
Let's go. Let's manifest.
What do you want? What would you, if you can have anything, if you Do you have particular goals or ideas for what you want? What would you manifest?
So many things. Right now, I think I'm manifesting, obviously, good health through this time.
And oh, my God.
Manifesting that Draculas can take this show on tour.
Oh, yes. So you're doing this show with Draculas. Mm-hmm. You're playing the role of Vixen in the show?
I'm Viper.
Viper.
Vixen,
I was so close.
Would have been way better.
I was so close. But you know what? It's got a V and it's close. That was not bad for something I didn't have written down anywhere I saw a few days ago.
Very impressed.
Viper is a sick name anyway.
Thank you.
This show and we're hoping what goes outside of Melbourne at the moment?
I am manifesting that it goes all over Australia to New Zealand and eventually international. So let's hope COVID stays away.
Hell yes. Yeah. Yes, please. Knock on wood, everybody.
All right, let's
go. There we go. Let's make it happen. Zoe Wees, she's from Germany. She is 19 years old.
Incredible.
19. That is absurd.
I'm shook by that voice.
It's like when we all heard Adele for the first time. And who is this?
Who is this? Why are you so talented?
You're on Joy. It's the Sound of Now. My name's Triana and Clara Fable has been co-hosting with me tonight. Clara, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's been very fun.
You've got a lot coming up in the future. What is coming up for you?
I've got a couple of gigs coming up. The one I'm super, super excited for is Out and Proud.
Woo!
June 19th, Sunshine Coast, with some really, really amazing artists. The lineup is Tiger Lily, Ellen Reed, Sheldon Riley, Jack Vigen, and myself. So many wonderful drag queens and other performers will be there as well. I'm very, very excited.
Hell yeah. All these details, by the way, we should say at your website, which is clarafable.com.
It is. Yes, everything is on there. Tickets, everything you need to know, upcoming shows.
Incredible. You know artwork.
Everything. Yeah, there's some visuals, of course. Why not?
Visuals have got to be there. Clara, thank you for hanging out tonight.
Thank you for having me. Super, super fun.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.